Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good value, big upside.
DA, first of all, let me just say, you're my absolute favorite show. I listen to them all, but you're the absolute best, my friend.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
20 minutes past the hour. Happy Target Demo Friday, everybody. Let us know where you're at, how you're listening, and what you're doing. I'll listen. I will read through those coming up here in the final hour of the show. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Everyone, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance, too. You need it? We got it. Get it all. Geico.com. NBA postseason opens up tomorrow, and for NBA fans, this is very cool. There's a brand new SI show called In the Paint, which premieres this Tuesday and every Tuesday on SITV, Sports Illustrated Television. And our next guest is the host of that show. His first guest is going to be Adam Silver. You can subscribe at SI.TV. Our friend Chris Mannix joins us. Chris, good morning.
What's going on, man?
Not much, buddy. Thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on the show. This sounds very cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting rolling early next week.
Very cool. So coming up on Tuesday, first guest, Adam Silver. This should be awesome. SITV. And we were discussing the potential offseason of player movement. Out of these three teams that could lose their star player, who has the most pressure on them to go deep in the playoffs and perhaps win a championship? Is it Golden State because they could lose KD? Is it Toronto because of Kawhi? Or is it Boston because of Kyrie?
I think it's Toronto because of Kawhi. I think it might, and I'm just guessing, because Kawhi, I've done three stories on Kawhi Leonard in 2 years, and one of them just a few months ago. I don't know anything about what Kawhi Leonard's thinking. I've tried to cover him as best I can, and he is just a rock when it comes to trying to figure out what's going on in his mind. But I think it would take a very deep playoff run, finals at least, to have a chance of keeping him around. The Clippers have been, you know, proactive in making it clear that he's their guy this offseason. So I think they'll have to do it. Kyrie, yeah, I think that a playoff run, deep playoff run, could be helpful for Kyrie, but I'm not sure it's make or break. And with Kevin Durant, I mean, even if they win a championship, I think Kevin Durant, there's a decent chance he walks away, a pretty good chance he walks away. So to me, it's Kawhi in Toronto.
Have you heard any rumblings that Steve Kerr could walk away if they win a championship this year?
Not really. It's an interesting question. I hadn't really thought too much about it. You know, Steve has been dealing with the back stuff, though that back issue has been less and less over the last couple of months, or couple of years, I should say, since he had that surgery that required him to miss almost half the season. You know, I guess with something like that, you never know. But everything I know about Steve Kerr is that he really enjoys coaching. And even if Kevin Durant walks away, that's still, you know, a finals contending team, amazingly, without a player like Kevin Durant. So I that would be surprising to me if Steve Kerr walked away. But I guess, DA, in the aftermath of Magic Johnson's quitting, nothing should surprise me ever again.
Yeah, and I just heard some people in the Bay Area kind of suggesting that perhaps Steve Kerr recognizes this would be a appropriate ending if Kevin Durant is going to leave this offseason, and that there's other things that he would want to do. But who knows about that? I do wonder about the Boston Celtics.
Well, let me say this, though, about it, too, is that there could be some moving parts in Golden State. I mean, Bob Myers is a candidate for the Laker job. I don't know at this point how strong a candidate he is. I don't know what his level of interest is, but he's a UCLA grad with those LA ties. I think he's more likely at this point than Steve Kerr to not be with the Warriors next year. And if, and I'm, again, this is just, you know, kind of connecting some dots, if Bob Myers had to go, remember, Steve Kerr has front office experience. He was the GM of the Phoenix Suns for several years. We might see Steve Kerr move upstairs if that's something that he's inclined to do. So there could be some movement off the court with the Warriors. I'm just not sure it's going to involve Steve Kerr.
Yeah, that's interesting. Chris Mannix joins us from Sports Illustrated and SITV. So with the Celtics, you follow them closely, you cover them closely, you know them intimately. There's just been something amiss all season long. They have not lived up to preseason expectations. How much of that do you pin on the uncertainty surrounding Kyrie?
I think it's a percentage of it. If you were dividing up kind of the blame pie, I don't know that it's an overwhelming percentage. The biggest problem this team has dealt with since jump is the uncertainty of roles on that team. And you knew coming in it was going to be an issue, but I'm not sure anyone believed it would develop into as big an issue as it was all season. I mean, you've got a bunch of 23, 22, 21-year-olds in Rozier, Brown, and Tatum who just took a team to the conference finals last year. And even though they said all the right things coming into the season, it was extremely difficult for them to accept secondary roles. A lot of times, and as you said, I watched this team very closely. A lot of times in the first few months of the season, you know, these guys were going out there and just getting shots up to make sure they got their quota early in the game. And finding a rhythm and chemistry was really difficult for Boston. Then you had the injury stuff. You know, going into these playoffs, the biggest factor for the Celtics health-wise, I know Marcus Smart just went down, and that's huge, but getting Aaron Baines healthy and back into the mix the last couple of weeks of the season, it is an enormous boost for the Celtics. I mean, last year, Boston had the number one defense in the NBA, and Baines played, I think, 70-plus games or 80 games, something like that, for the team. This year, he's been limited. And when Baines and Al Horford are on the floor together, their defensive rating is 92. It's been limited the number of times they've played all season long. It's like 180, 190 minutes. But their defense is great when those two guys play. So with Baines back and the chemistry settling down, there's real hope in Boston that all the stuff that's gone through all year can kind of get washed away and they can make a deep playoff run.
Chris Mannix joins us from Sports Illustrated SITV. There's reports now that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving want to go to New York so bad that they're trying to decide who will commit first to the Knicks. This seems a little premature, obviously, but here's my question. James Dolan is renowned as one of the biggest disasters as an owner in the NBA, if not the biggest. The Knicks have not been good for a long time. Everything that everybody that goes there seems to touch turns into garbage, whether it's Carmelo, Phil Jackson, etc. So what is this desire of Kyrie, Kevin Durant, or others to race there as a free agent?
Well, I think there's a few layers to it. One, in the case of Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, I'm sure it's intriguing to them, the possibility of playing together. You know, they're very close, and the idea of playing together is appealing to them. They have different reasons, I think, for individually wanting to be in New York. For Durant, you've got a clean slate basically at age 30. You went to Golden State. You were basically a mercenary. You got three championships. Now there's something different to do. And on the basketball level, resuscitating the Knicks would be a huge feather in the cap of Kevin Durant. Moreover, we've seen Kevin Durant over the last, you know, 2 years, really, maybe a little bit less, really start to be more and more interested in off-the-court stuff. And the platform, playing in New York, living in New York, being in New York provides, it's not insignificant. It really isn't. So I think that appeals to Kevin Durant. For Kyrie Irving, and look, I'm not Monday morning quarterbacking here because I said this on my podcast over a year ago. Kyrie Irving, the lure of playing in or near your hometown or the magnetism of it, it goes both ways. Kevin Durant wanted nothing to do with playing in Washington. Didn't want anything to do with playing in that D.C. area. Whereas LeBron James absolutely wanted to play in the Cleveland, Akron, Ohio area. Kyrie Irving falls in the latter category. Kyrie Irving, I think, all things being equal, would really love to play for the Knicks at Madison Square Garden, you know, on that big stage. So unfortunately, well, I guess fortunately for Boston, all things are not equal. He'd go to the Knicks as, you know, whatever that team may be, and he'd probably be leaving a Celtics team that would be, at the very worst, a deep playoff contender. So Kyrie Irving, I think, has a lot more to think about this offseason than Kevin Durant will.
In the West, do you believe that the Houston Rockets can present some type of resistance against the Warriors if they get into the second round?
Oh, they definitely can, because they have in the past, and they certainly have made the right moves during the season. I was worried at the start of the year what they'd be. Their defensive identity seemed lost in the early months. Losing Jeff Bezdilik, their assistant coach early on, hurt them. But then Bezdilik comes back, and they fleshed out that roster. I mean, James Harden is the engine of that team. Chris Paul is great. But the additions of Kenneth Faried and Austin Rivers have been huge. They haven't replaced Trevor Ariza and Luke Mbamute in the same way, but they've fleshed out that bench that desperately needed the additions on that second unit. So I think that puts the Rockets in a real position to succeed against Golden State. But, I mean, it's like deja vu, D.A., with the Warriors. Last year, we were all kind of, you know, belly aching about whether it was, you know, Stephen Curry's ankle injury or knee injury or the malaise they had during the regular season. Could those things slow the Warriors down? They had trouble with Houston. That was a tough series, don't get me wrong, but they wound up winning a championship. This year, I kind of feel the same way. I think they'll have trouble with Houston. I think whoever comes out of the East is going to be a more challenging foe than Cleveland was last year, but I still can't bet against anyone touching the Warriors 4 out of 7.
Chris Mannix joins us. He does everything for Sports Illustrated. Senior writer there, hosting podcast, The Crossover, and his boxing podcast. But right now he's got a really cool new endeavor at SITV. So check this out. It's called In the Paint. It's all about the NBA. It premieres coming up on Tuesday, and then every Tuesday on SITV. His first guest is going to be Adam Silver. So how can you watch it? Subscribe at si.tv. Again, that's si.tv to subscribe to Sports Illustrated Television, where In the Paint will debut coming up on Tuesday. Chris, it's always great to catch up, my man. Thanks so much, and good luck with the new show.
Anytime, DA. Thank you.
You got it. Chris Mannix joining us this morning on the program.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.